Airplane fuel typically runs $1 to $1.50 more than regular gasoline. Even so, pilots are expected from all over the country and the world. Dick Nipinski is a spokesman for EAA. He says more people are registered to camp than last year. He says there are also more vendors and more of the popular warbirds will be on display. To compensate in hard economic times, Nipinski says more people are registering to Plane Pool on the association's rideshare message board.
In the past, we've had maybe 50 to 60 postings on that board. This year, we are close to 300 postings, so people are taking advantage of it, which tells us two things. One, people are finding a way to economize, and people still want to get to Oshkosh to enjoy EAA Air Ventures.
Also, about 100 airports around the country are offering discounted fuel for those bound for Oshkosh, and Nipinski says it's actually cheaper for foreign visitors to come.
With the exchange rate against the dollar this year, there's been a great deal more of international interest in attending the event, because it's much more affordable for people from around the world with the exchange rate to come to Oshkosh this year and make that big trip.
One highlight this year will be a demonstration of what's being called the world's first practical jetpack, designed to fly for 20 minutes. Nipinski says it may not be reliable transportation now, but you never know.
Maybe someday we can be George Jetson.
And he says innovation like that is what the fly-in is all about. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.